This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Brad Palmer. In part one of our feature on U.S. Olympic and former Saluki hammer thrower Gwen Berry, we focused on her protest of racial inequality in America by raising her right fist on the victory podium at the Pan Am Games last summer. Now in part two, we'll hear from Berry on the civil rights demonstrations sweeping the country in the wake of George Floyd's death last month. Berry says Black Americans have been fighting for equality for 400 years, and she relates to the hurt, pain, anger, confusion, and exhaustion illustrated by the thousands demonstrating on America's streets.
I haven't eaten really. I haven't been getting any sleep. Practices have been hard. And I just feel like everyone feels the same way.
Berry has joined demonstrations in Houston, where she's currently training. And she says the experience was eye-opening.
Because I'm a professional athlete, and sometimes professional athletes have to isolate themselves from the world to, you know, be able to execute and be disciplined. And, you know, because it's our career. So going out there with a lot of people, all I did was watch. You know, I held up my signs. I chanted. I marched. But I watched a lot. And I saw how people that look like me, how extremely, extremely poor they are, how disenfranchised they are, how they have no opportunity, and they honestly have no platform to be able to voice their anger and their despair.
Berry is no stranger to public demonstrations to protest racial inequality and police brutality. She's from Ferguson, Missouri, and she marched in 2014 after the fatal police shooting of Michael Brown. She recognizes the tension and anguish from the marches 6 years ago, but she says there is a different vibe going on now.
One, because of the pandemic. You know, a lot of Black and brown communities have been affected tremendously by the pandemic. And then to add this on top of it, I feel like this time around, people are understanding that we need to keep the momentum. People are waking up. People are being more logical, and they're posting more things that actually can impact the criminal justice system and this the system in general, so that things do actually change. You know, the posts now are not just Black Lives Matter, but now people are posting, these are the dates to vote. This is who you should look out for. These are the candidates who are running. They're spreading more logical information. I feel like there's more of an awareness of where we should start to implement change in our communities.
Berry says incorporating more children is another key component of the current demonstrations.
I think it's important that these little kids feel these feelings and understand this and see this, so that they know anytime something comes against you, you can fight it. There are good ways to beat the system, to fight injustices, and to stand up for yourself. Because our kids need to know what we've done, just like we needed to know what our ancestors have done.
She's the mother to a 16-year-old son and says she advises him to be aware at all times.
Don't be naive to people that use you and need you only when they use you and need you. I let him know to make good decisions. That's my favorite quote for him. Make good decisions at all times. Because he is big, he is Black, and he does not look like he's 16, and he can be seen as a threat. I've definitely taught him everything that I've learned from around the world, from here in America. We have discussions every day. You know, I just want him to be able to make good decisions and know his surroundings. I've taught him what to do when you do get pulled over by the police. I taught him how to drive, who to hang out with. How to, you know, just how to navigate this world. It's pretty ridiculous because I feel like he can't be a teenager. You know, you think when you're a teenager, you don't have any responsibilities, you don't have to pay any bills. But actually, our kids, they're responsible to stay alive. Their responsibility is to make good decisions. Because if they don't, it can cost them their life. And that is really, really hard for our teenagers to grasp and understand. And it's bad that they even have to deal with that or to have to even think about that. They can't be teenagers like white teenagers can't be teenagers. They can't afford to make those same mistakes.
Despite the attention on the issue right now, the 30-year-old doesn't see change happening during her lifetime.
You know, it's starting, but in order to change a system that has been here for over 400 years, it's going to take over 400 years to actually see a full, you know, 360. So I know that logically in my lifetime, it may not get there. It may not get to where my son won't have to be considered a threat. It may not get there. However, it may get to where my son will be able to protest peacefully without penalty.
But she believes there are steps to be taken now.
People funding more disenfranchised communities. I know that can be done right now. Definitely our presidential election, our local and state elections. We can get different people in the office that can be changed. Defunding, you know, police officers, that can be a change that can happen right now. And like I said, you know, rules regarding to athletes peacefully protesting, I feel like that can be changed in the near future as well.
Barry says she feels the current civil rights movement vindicates her for the stand she took last summer at the Pan Am Games. I'm Brad Palmer.